This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight is Aria and nobody who stepped out for a moment to get some coffee, and he's going to be right back. So it was brought to my attention today, the story out of Connecticut where these girls are suing to block participation of transgender athletes in the state of Connecticut. Evidently, the families of three female high school runners filed a federal lawsuit Wednesday seeking to block transgender athletes in Connecticut from participating in girls' sports. And this whole thing, it's a mess, really, because there's no good answer to what anyone is supposed to do or what anyone would like to see done with trans athletes competing.
Yeah, it's, I mean, to me, the answer is that athletic leagues should be private organizations that make their own rules, and you should participate in organizations where the rules suit you, and you should choose not to participate in organizations where the rules don't suit you.
I would tend to agree, except I think the most likely result of that would be a male athletics division, a female athletics division, and a trans athletics division, which may or may not be a problem. But the whole issue, at least as far as trans people see it, is that they don't want to be segregated off by themselves simply for being trans. And I can sympathize with that, but at the same time, I recognize that they're being deceitful and facetious here to pretend like they don't have a biological advantage from having been born male in competing in physical events against
right.
cisgender women. I mean, they simply do. And all of the aggregate studies we see between females and males competing against one another supports that idea. I mean, the men always have about a 10% edge, performance edge, over women, according to the stats. The men's 100-meter world record is about, let me rephrase it, the women's world record is about 90% as fast as the men's. This is also true of swimming, kayaking, high jumping. It's always about 90% because men do, in physical competitions, have a natural advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not that natural advantage is, like, heightened by sociological trends and men actually going out and participating in physical activities or not, I don't know. But the biological advantage is still there regardless.
Yeah, and, you know, that's certainly true. And I don't, there doesn't seem to be any way to change that, you know.
So these girls in the high school are represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, which is a conservative nonprofit organization. They argue that allowing athletes with male anatomy to compete has deprived them of track titles and scholarship opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reminded of something a friend of mine said, which was that no one cares about trans athletes until they win. Like, I'm sure we can find countless examples of male-to-female and female-to-male athletes competing across the world who are doing average at best in their fields. But as soon as one of them wins, it becomes this monumental problem. Like, no one cared about that male-to-female kickboxer until she broke someone's skull. Like, they didn't care when she was losing fights, because
right.
she did. She was always average at best. But then she broke someone's skull, and which, yeah, obviously, yeah, that's not good. but it's kickboxing. Mm-hmm. So that sort of thing tends to happen occasionally.
Oh, well, it does happen, but it's pretty rare.
It's not good.
and you know, it results from a mismatch.
Certainly.
You know, and that's, yeah, and there are a lot of things around the edges of transgenderism that are very subjective that way. On the one hand, you don't want somebody who's legitimately trans, for example, you would not want to put you in a male prison. At right. the same time, it is absolutely possible for me, if I'm going to prison or I'm going through the TSA, to say, oh, yeah, well, guess what? I identify as female because, hey, I would have a lot more fun in a female prison than I would have in a male prison. So if I was willing, and certainly... Now, that's not saying that everybody's going to do that or right. that it's common, but there's going to be that one guy who's willing to bite the bullet.
Right. And a lot of people on the left don't want to recognize that reality. Like when the whole bathroom thing was in the news a few years ago, a lot of people are like, no, if someone identifies as a female, then they should be allowed into the women's room. That's the end of the story. But there are people out there.
Yeah.
Who would do that just to gain access to the women's room
exactly.
where they can find vulnerable women?
Exactly. Like and it's not saying all trans people are fake. It's
right.
saying you're creating a situation where people have a loophole they can take advantage of, and it's completely subjective. There's no way for somebody outside to make that determination of... Who should be, you know, well, let's just say it's a subjective determination.
Sure.
Certainly somebody could stand there at the prison door and say, you're going there and you're going there. And somebody says, well, I belong over here. And he can say, no, you don't. But it's a completely subjective situation. There's no way to make law out of it because there's no way to make it objective.
No. Mentally and physically, we know the outcome before the race even starts, said Smith, who is the daughter of former Major League pitcher Lee Smith.
Mm-hmm.
That biological unfairness doesn't go away because of what someone believes about gender identity. All girls deserve the chance to compete on a level playing field. And mm-hmm. I would tend to agree. I mean, there's a reason we segregated men and women's sports in the first place.
Right.
Right.
Right, and that's, you know, that's the other thing you could do is just say, okay, well, we're just not going to have men's and women's sports anymore.
But then women stop competing because they never win, right?
Right, right. Or there, I mean, there. The thing is, there would be that set of outliers who did continue to win.
Sure.
I think.
But men would win...
But it would certainly be a rare thing. You would find a very small, I think, a number of females involved in that situation, or at least it would be dominated by...
Certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that, you know, a women's sprinter can't beat many men's sprinters in races, but if you take the fastest male sprinter and pit them against the fastest female sprinter... The male is simply going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So forcing girls to be spectators in their own sports is completely at odds with Title IX, a federal law designed to create equal opportunities for women in education and athletics, attorney Christina Holcomb said. Connecticut's policy violates the law and reverses nearly 50 years of advances for women.
And, you know, I'll tell you, my brother was a varsity lacrosse coach at the University of Michigan, which is a Big Ten school, so this was a big deal. And there, so I've had some exposure to the, to, you know, serious sports. And the other issue is the idea that, you know, we have to have a female program for every male program when a lot of times there are things that women are just naturally less interested in, you know? You don't you can't necessarily build a female football team at your average college. There just aren't enough women.
Bitcoin has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nobody.
And Freedom. Times Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Freedoms Phoenix. God, that is hard to say.
Sorry, just washed my lips and I can't do a thing with them.
Right. So before everybody out there listening gets up in arms about how transphobic we're being here on Free Talk Live tonight, I would like to remind people that I am, in fact, trans, but I'm also generally not a jerk. And I recognize that I used to kickbox, and I've considered getting back into it. But I know going into it that I would be competing against men. I mean, regardless of who I am and how I identify and all of this other stuff, not only would I not be interested in kickboxing against women, because I just find the idea of hitting a woman, even in a consensual fight, to be just despicable, but it wouldn't make sense.
Well, hitting, I wouldn't go kickbox against a little dude either. You know,
that's a good point.
I mean, unless I knew that person to be at the same time, I wouldn't discriminate against Bruce Lee, who was a little dude. So it's really a difficult situation.
And it only gets more difficult. The Connecticut Association of Schools, Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, good God, what a name, says its policy follows a state anti-discrimination law that says students must be treated in school by the gender with which they identify, and the group believes the policy is appropriate under both state and federal law. It's obviously going to be a problem that the government created here. Right.
Exactly. Because I think the state law is wrong and the federal law is wrong.
Certainly. We don't need any sort of law protecting sexuality or orientation or gender or any of these other things. None of that's doing anyone any good. But even if we erased all of that, we would still have this underlying social problem of trans women wanting to compete against women. And for the trans person who just happens to be, you know, really into running marathons or whatever, I sympathize with them. But the fact is, as you were pointing out, you will have men who can't compete against other men and women who go, oh, well, if I just identify as a female, then I can compete against women, and then I'll get gold medals instead of placing 27th.
Yeah, and actually there are probably, it probably depends on the sport, because I remember when I was learning to shoot, I had my girl Christine was coming out and learning to shoot with me, and she was a way better shot than I was, and the instructor told me that it was actually much easier to teach women to shoot, partially because there were parts of hand-eye coordination that seemed to be physically better, but also because they didn't pick up as many bad habits from movies and from playing cowboys and Indians when they were children, so they had less nonsense to unlearn. So it may not even be true that this is an issue in all sports. There may be, like, are there female shooting leagues?
I'm sure there are.
And are there co-ed shooting leagues? And
I don't know that I would characterize shooting as a, I guess technically it would be a physical sport.
Archery is a sport. Shooting is a sport.
Yeah,
certainly, triathlon is a sport.
Yeah.
Downhill skiing is a sport. So basically there are some sports, I think, where a more masculine body will not give you an advantage necessarily.
And it's also true that a lot of these sports, as we know them in the West, in Western society, were designed by men for men, right?
Sure.
And I don't want to be There's no way to say this without pissing everyone off, but there isn't a grocery shopping sport, right? There isn't a clean the house sport or anything like that, because women excel at those kinds of organizational
things.
Yeah,
well, of course, there's also no bricklaying sport and you know, no table waiting sport.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some things just aren't.
But women
sports.
Are superior organizers with multitasking and things of that nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's no sports designed around that. Instead, right. You have sports designed around, you know, being big, bulky dudes running into each other to get a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Or being big, tall dudes running around each other to put a ball through a hoop. Things that
right.
are sports that are created to highlight various aspects of male physiology.
Yeah, or at least that are fun for particular reasons. That see, that's the other thing. Sports aren't really designed. Sports start out as games. They're just
sure.
things people do for fun.
That's
you
true.
Know, and so you know, things turn out to be fun, and then a lot of people start doing it, and then it becomes a sport. But I don't think anybody ever sat down and said, yeah, I'm going to make up a game. What do we do? Let's have big hoops, and we'll throw things through the hoops. It's more a situation where there was a hoop, and people started, saw it was up there on the wall for some reason. People said, hey, let's throw a ball through that thing. Oh, this is kind of fun. I can hit it. Can you hit it?
Good point. So this lawsuit follows a Title IX complaint filed last June by the girls' families and the Alliance Defending Freedom with the U.S. Education Department's Office for Civil Rights, which is investigating the policy. The lawsuit centers on two transgender sprinters, Terry Miller and Andrea Yearwood, who have frequently outperformed their cisgender competitors. The two seniors combined to win 15 girls' state indoor or outdoor championship races since 2017, according to the lawsuit. I don't know what sort of winning average would be, but 15 state championship races between two people in 2.5 years seems excessive.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't seem like an even playing field.
The three plaintiffs have competed directly against them, almost always losing to Miller and usually behind Yearwood. Mitchell finished third in the 2019 state championship in the girls' 55-meter indoor track competition behind both Miller and Yearwood. So she would have placed first if not for these two trans athletes. 855-450-3733. What do you think about trans athletes? Do you have a solution to this problem? Hopefully one that doesn't involve the state. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee says Attorney General Bill Barr will testify late next month. Democrats plan to grill Barr over the Justice Department's supposed intervention in the Roger Stone case. The longtime Trump ally was found guilty in November of witness tampering and lying to Congress. Federal prosecutors recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence for Stone, but the Justice Department intervened and called for a leaner sentence. Speaking at the White House on Wednesday, President Trump says he's learned one important lesson after being impeached.
That the Democrats are crooked. They've got a lot of crooked things going. that they're vicious, that they shouldn't have brought impeachment.
And another record on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow improved 275 points to finish at 29,551. The S&P gained 22, and the NASDAQ added 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And nobody.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com, one of the better peer-to-peer non-custodial exchanges out there, although they've had a real problem with scammers lately. They're working on it. They're hard at work on that. But, I mean, there's scammers everywhere out there in the crypto world. Anyway, we've got Mark calling from the Marianas Islands. Mark, how's things out there in the Pacific? Looks like we don't have Mark. We'll come back to that.
Yes, we have no Mark.
So, cryptocurrency. Are you an idiot? Are you looking for ways to pay your cryptocurrency taxes? I'm so confused here. I've got an article from news.bitcoin.com about cryptocurrency tax calculators and how you can estimate how much you owe in taxes based on your cryptocurrency dealings.
Yeah, and let me take exception right now with the are you an idiot thing, because let's say that I own a brick-and-mortar business, and I also buy and sell cryptocurrency.
Uh-huh.
Well, if I don't at least appear to be paying taxes on my cryptocurrency, they're going to come and confiscate that brick-and-mortar business.
Okay,
and,
that's true.
You know, or if I own real estate, they're going to come and take my house, and I'm going to lose a lot more than I saved. So to me, it's more a level of what level of risk are you willing to absorb? Because, you know, certainly losing your house to the government because you don't pay property taxes, that doesn't hurt the government in the long run. The government would love it if they could have a steady stream of confiscated houses from that.
Good point. So I will add the caveat to this that the statement about idiots does not include brick-and-mortar businesses that accept cryptocurrency. I'm thinking more about the people who day trade, who buy Bitcoin on like Coinbase and then hold it for a little while and then sell it later, or whatever they do to flip it.
Yeah.
And paying capital gains taxes on that, or whatever sort of taxes that would be. I think it would qualify as capital gains. I have no idea. I'm not a tax attorney. I don't pay taxes. Screw them.
I actually own nothing. I do happen to work for a church which owns some crypto and sometimes trade that crypto on behalf of the church, but I don't own any, and the church doesn't have any tax liability, so I'm lucky in that respect.
As cryptocurrency, anyway, I don't actually want to get into that article. I just wanted to just discuss the absurdity of paying taxes on cryptocurrency gains, except, as you point out, for brick-and-mortar businesses that accept cryptocurrency, because those are still sales, and sales are still taxed. Now, that's not applicable, though. Here in New Hampshire, they would still have to pay their federal taxes and crap like that, I guess, but as far as...
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly revenue for the business, and so it would definitely have to be considered on your tax forms if you're taking it openly.
Yeah. So the government is scared of cryptocurrency, and they're doing everything they can to do what we would expect the government to do about cryptocurrency, honestly. Apparently, they're saying that Libra is the fire that got them really motivated to do something, and now they're talking about what is basically going to be Fedcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And that was always, I assumed Ripple was going to be Fedcoin. But then it was going to be Libra. But I don't think any of these are what the government actually wants. But the government is in a difficult position in regard to cryptocurrency. They can't stop Facebook from creating Libra. I mean, I guess they can, but they're not going to. So they will have the option of Americans using currencies that are controlled by companies like Facebook or Amazon or whoever, or using cryptocurrencies that aren't controlled by anyone, like Bitcoin Cash and Dash and Monero, or trying to force Fedcoin onto the masses of the American people. And they're already starting in last place in that particular race. The government's way behind in regard to cryptocurrencies.
Well, last place, but also first place. I mean, if every bank account is automatically a wallet because you've set this thing up through through the Federal Reserve, then that's a huge installed base you've got. I mean, it's
sure,
like...
But private entities are already beating the Federal Reserve to this. I mean, there's the Divi wallet and that kind of thing that's going to essentially be a wallet that allows people to just freely swap Bitcoin between Bitcoin and fiat inside of an app and send it directly to their bank accounts.
Yeah, that's definitely true. But, I mean, and that's going to have a certain level of federal involvement, because anytime you involve a bank in something...
Yeah, they're involved with Western Union. I'm not a super big fan, but...
Yeah, Western Union is... You know, they're
they
old guard.
Ball. Yeah.
You know, they're definitely old economy connected people. They're cronies, let's put it that way.
They are, for sure. So Trump's plan for dealing with cryptocurrency is to move the Secret Service back to the Department of the Treasury. And I don't understand all of this, and I don't particularly care, because, I mean, it's just government doing what government does. It has this thing that it doesn't like, so it's going to give itself the power to do something about it.
Mm.
But it gets
hate us for our freedom.
It gets a little bit deeper than that with the Fed Chair Powell revealing the U.S. response to China's digital yuan, Libra, and the idea of a public payments ledger. Evidently, they don't think that the American public will like a public payment ledger like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, which is great, because I would agree. Let's use Monero instead. Let's use Zcash instead, or Hush, or some other privacy coin.
No.
So the Fed seems to sort of agree, saying there's a lot of crap here before it actually. Do you feel you have adequate visibility into what the Chinese are doing? Do you have working level contacts that give you some idea of what their rollout is likely to do? So China, as we've known for a very long time, is working on their own state-sponsored cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
Powell answers, yes, we certainly have that, meaning an idea of what China is going to do. However, he clarified that circumstances in the U.S. are completely different from China, saying, for example, the idea of having a ledger where you know everybody's payments is not something that would be particularly attractive in the United States context, but it's not a problem for China. Now, I'm confused by the government's position on this. I would think the ability to track everyone's payments, they would see as a benefit, and they would be trying to sell this idea to the American public.
Well, they can already track everything you do through your bank account, you know.
Right. But not through cash.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Cash is the currency of choice for drug dealers and illegal arms traders for exactly that reason.
Yeah, this is true.
No one ever sold an illegal AK-47 for a check from Wells Fargo, that's for sure.
I've sold drugs for checks.
855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And we've got Mark Edge calling from the Marianas Islands. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. How are things over there in the Pacific?
Bright and sunny. It's another beautiful day where America starts its morning.
In the Pacific?
I never started
in the
Pacific.
Okay.
You're not America. America is a concept.
Oh, okay. So it's not like America runs on Dunkin' or something where, you know, we're all supposed to do it individually.
No. It's that the United States has little territories around the world, and this is the first one from the international dateline. That's what it is.
Well, the sun never sets on the American Empire, does it?
It certainly does not. So you guys were talking about doing, trans people, especially competing in sports and then maybe high school athletics and that whole thing, right?
Right.
I've come up with a solution. It is not perfect, but it is better than what we have. What seems to really rile people up is a trans person, not somebody who's born sexually ambiguous, but in fact, trans person, you know, that says, makes a decision, says, I don't like this gender, I'm fitting to be the other one, right? And I'm sorry for everybody out there who thinks there's 39 genders. I'm not talking about that right now. So when that person competes and wins, then it's a national news story, especially if they break somebody's skull.
Right.
So my solution is that we have two leagues, basically. There's sub-leagues like age, sex, weight, you know, a variety of things, skill levels. They have all those sorts of things, too. Well, instead of there being men and women in sports, make it women and open. So in some sports, I believe jiu-jitsu is among them, there's an open league. And in that open league, and it usually occurs at a men's event, but in that open league, anybody of any size can compete against anybody of any other size. They usually compete at skill level, but, you know, so the white belts compete against the white belts, the blue belts compete against the blue belts on up. But, you know, a little guy of 130 pounds can fight a big guy of 230 pounds, and, you know, the chips fall where they may. Okay. I'm sure that women could be in that open category too, should they wish. They just generally don't wish. And all I'm saying is that, you know, relegate the trans folks who to the open league. So if it's
what
a
about
woman,
the female to male trans people?
They are taking testosterone?
Presumably.
Then they're in open. You have is biological females who were who are currently presenting as females and not taking performance enhancing drugs like testosterone or human growth hormone or whatever it is that that they give these folks. And you know, there's your league.
Now, isn't that essentially just keeping things as they are now, but it's just renaming the men's league to open? Like, women can already compete in high school football on men's teams and things like that.
Could compete in football if there were women's teams in football, but there aren't. Because not enough women want to play football. So they let them in on the men's team and essentially turn it to an open situation. They don't call it men's football. They just call it football. So, yes, it's essentially doing the same thing, but, you know, then there's not any complaint about saying, can me play men's sports and I'm a woman now, or whatever the complaint is. It's just, you know, this is wrestling. And
what would a similar complaint, though, be that a male-to-female person who is taking testosterone blockers and estrogen no longer has a level playing field while competing against men?
Do they have a level playing field while competing against women?
I'm not saying they do.
But the fact is that when you started taking your drugs, you knew you were going to have to make some sacrifices, and you knew some things in your life were going to be changing. You knew you'd spend more on bras than you did before, presumably. And
so trans people have to make a sacrifice that cis people don't?
Trans people make all kinds of sacrifices that cis people don't. It's part of the decision-making process to become trans.
Right, but part of the idea here is that being trans shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Look, I don't have a problem with a trans male to female sports league where the trans male to females compete against the trans male to females. I just don't think we can get anybody to compete in it. In the same way that we don't really have girls football, not because we don't like the idea of girls playing football, but because not enough girls want to play football.
It seems to depend on sport, though, also, because I was thinking that, like, track, where people are running races, you could put everybody in one big race and just announce winners for multiple categories. Okay, so I mean, you could.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to do that, why not just make everybody a winner? Oh, well, he's the winner for the being the shortest person. He's the winner for the person who only weighed 147 pounds. She's the winner for the person with C cups.
Yeah, and you could definitely do it. So then the question becomes, what categories are meaningful? And, but you can slice and dice the data any way you want to, you know, like golf would be susceptible to that. And golf already has a handicapping system. But I have no idea how it works because it's golf. Who cares?
Yeah. I don't follow golf. I will say I don't think there is any sort of forthcoming answer to this trans athlete situation. I don't think that male-to-female athletes should be able to compete against women, and I don't think that they should be forced to compete against men, and I don't think they should be segregated off to themselves. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't think any of those options are good for them psychologically or good for their competitors psychologically. I don't know. And I don't even know if a middle ground, a happy medium could be achieved in this case.
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, it comes down to the Monty Python skit where they say, well, Well, men have a right to have children. They just can't do it. Well, why do that? It's symbolic of our struggle against the system. And the other guys are symbolic of our fight against reality.
I think that what we need to understand here is that being a trans person has some level of choice. I mean, certainly it's not the full level of choice, but you decided to go trans after high school and presumably after college. I don't know if you didn't spend any time in college. And so therefore you weren't presented with most of these problems. But if a person decides to transition in high school, then there's just going to be consequences. Now they're going to have to change where they use the bathroom. Now they're going to have to change the clothes that they wear. There's just consequences to any action, and that's an action.
And there are consequences to every inborn trait that you have. There are consequences to being male. There's consequences to being female. There's consequences to being cis. There's consequences to being trans. There's consequences to being fat and to being skinny. Everything has consequences.
It does, but trans people don't choose to be trans, right?
They choose when to be transition, though.
Well, in some cases, I guess that's sort of true, but environment is the biggest factor there. I don't think I've ever met any trans person who didn't transition at the earliest possible opportunity that their environment allowed them to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they could do that when they're 12, because they're 12 years old in the year 2020, and it's just generally more acceptable, good for them. But for a lot of people, they had to wait until their earlier mid-20s, and that sucks. But I don't know if it's necessarily a choice or something that, you know, they finally had the opportunity to do, so they finally pursued it. But the whole thing is a mess.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. The whole thing is just a mess, and I don't have an answer. I wish I did, especially being a trans person, but man, I don't know. You people figure this out. 855-450-3733.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.